This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked.
No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
So it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes until United States, Sweden, World Cup soccer.
How are you?
So great to be with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
How will you feel all that excitement when you're worried about Nebraska's probation and everything that's going on at the university?
I didn't want the required textbooks, let alone the recommended textbooks. What the hell's going on? Please tell me these are going to the volleyball team and the rifle team and the wrestling squad with the high, you know, GPAs out there.
Starting to see why Nebraska receives so many postgraduate scholarships, so many academic All-Americans. They've got extra books. They're clearly cheating to get ahead in the academic world.
And tomorrow on this very program, it will be a stellar program for, again, numerous reasons, but Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne will be on this program approximately 11:15 tomorrow.
I don't even think Coach Osborne, 10 years ago, I don't think this would have ever been made public. They would have swept it under the rug.
No.
I mean, I don't think.
It's so minor that they don't have to sweep it under the rug, don't you think?
That's what I mean.
I mean they'd have got a hold of the NCAA and said, do we got to make a big deal out of this, or what do you want us to do? Again, folks, if you don't know what has happened, we'll hear some comments from Tom Osborne on this situation because last night he was on Sports Nightly, which airs on 1230 KHAS every night at 6 o'clock, and he was speaking about what happened. The athletic department reported to the NCAA what is known as a secondary violation. Student athletes were inadvertently receiving recommended course textbooks in addition to the required textbooks. And according to NCAA legislation, recommended textbooks are not permissible. You get the syllabus, it says here's what you have, here's what you might want to get to supplement what you're doing. Nebraska, Coach Osborne will say this a little bit later, maybe in one of the pieces that we play for you. they knew with the bookstores back and forth all the way up till about 2005. And Tom Osborne says basically there was a staff change on our staff. There was different people working at the bookstore. And somewhere in the shuffle, this piece of bylaw evidently got overlooked. We didn't know it was happening. It occurred from spring of 2007 until 2010, the fall. It involved 19 different varsity sports, which is almost all of them, at the University of Nebraska. And these kids still, when they take, it's not like they can get all these books and then take them back and get money. The scholarship money just goes right back into the scholarship fund. And so, you know, again, he goes, nobody knew about it. None of the students even knew whether they were doing anything wrong. And so they don't expect anything more from the NCAA.
And I don't think you, I mean, it's just such a non-issue. I don't even think ESPN, did it even run across their ticker? I mean, in the day, you know, I guess if you sweep it under the rug and then somebody notices that you get these secondary violations, that's when it would be a big deal, like you were hiding something. And I think that's why they threw it out there and just said, here's the deal. Got it out of the way. You want to report it, you want to run with it, you want to make a big deal out of it. And Sip wrote in his article today in the Lincoln Journal-Star, basically, that, you know, they took a chance here. They rolled the dice that that ESPN wouldn't make a big deal of that coming clean, and ESPN hasn't, and the national deals are just basically ignoring it.
Here's what Tom Osborne said last night.
As most everyone knows, an NCAA athletic scholarship entails room, board, books, tuition, mm-hmm. and fees. And the books part is a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
Because what that means is that you're able to receive only required books that are posted by the professor in the syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
Usually also in the syllabus are recommended books and readings.
Right.
And those are not permissible under NCAA rules. And so what happened was that as late as 2005, we had people from our compliance office who met with the university bookstore and explained the rules, and we were apparently compliant at that time.
Yeah.
And then the person who was in charge of communicating with the bookstore left, and the person that replaced them apparently did not pick up on those duties. And so sometime between 2005 and 2007, some people in the bookstore apparently rendered a new interpretation. And that interpretation was that, well, that recommended readings were okay, and began to tell our student-athletes that they could receive those recommended readings at athletic department expense.
Mm-hmm. That's Tom Osborne last night on Sports Nightly from the Husker Sports Network. If that's,
yeah, I just,
is that clear as mud?
Well, I think you simplified it earlier in about three sentences. I mean, I understand that, you know, with what happened with the University of Ohio State, what's going to happen with Oregon athletics, there's trouble, big trouble brewing there. Sip alluded to that in his column this morning. I guess you just throw it out there, and I think this is so minor that whoever is putting the pieces together for SportsCenter, whoever putting the ticker together for SportsCenter, basically rolled his eyes and said, throw that out. The women's match between Colombia and Ecuador is more important, and we don't care that Nebraska players got extra books. It happened 19 times. Is that what they're saying?
No.
Or it happened in 19 sports?
Yeah, 19 sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it was rampant all over campus that players of various athletic teams were receiving books, and maybe it happened to a lot of people were involved. It's one of those things where if you don't know you're doing it wrong, I mean, and I guess it falls on the one or two people that were supposed to convey this message, not really the students that were affected by it. And if they didn't know they were doing anything wrong, and obviously it was pretty widespread, but it wasn't free meals, it wasn't tattoos being paid for, it wasn't thousands of dollars, it was books.
And also, it's not even up on the ESPN college football page. I mean, and if anything happens, it gets put up there. I don't know if they haven't heard about it, which I'm sure they would have with the way that they do it. We'd have to check the Big Ten blog to see if that's up. Here's kind of the final word on the whole situation. Athletic Director Osborne not expecting there to be any problems for individual student-athletes.
We found no student-athlete who received any monetary gain from it, or no student-athlete who was obviously aware of a violation. They were simply doing what they were told they could do. They operated in good faith. So I would be a little bit surprised if any individual athlete was declared ineligible. Whatever punishment would come down, I would assume, would have to be levied at the athletic department in general, because we were the ones that did not adequately monitor the situation. Obviously, they can't do anything to the bookstore, so we're the ones that are going to pay the price if there is a greater price to pay.
The self-imposed two-year probationary period and a fine of $28,000. That's because the textbooks were $27,869, and that money is going to be going to charity as designated by the advisory Student Athlete Advisory Committee. So there you go. That's what it is.
So that's going to be a donation to charity. That helps them out. Everybody's happy with the deal.
Don't do it again.
I did talk to Lance Thorell, and he wanted to apologize to his parents for learning more than the average student. He wanted me to tell Mike and Christy not to worry, but feels good with what they're giving him down there.
888-455-ESPN if you've got thoughts on the whole deal. We'd also take your emails on Bookgate at the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So there you go. That's what's going on. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer. They recently signed seven more athletes, some of them from UNO, some of them from the area. We want to talk about that briefly and a lot of the camps that they've got going on this summer. Also, Nick Lapp out of the Tri-City Storm is going to join us on the program today as well. Tomorrow, we're going to effort a little more American Legion baseball talk along with Tom Osborne on the show. Congratulations to Johnson and Imperial Homes of Hastings. You know, they haven't won the Cornhusker League title since 2003. Brad Archer's crew, when he was the junior coach at Kearney, had kind of been dominating the West Division. This year, Hastings wins the West, and last night snapped Lincoln Pius's 19-game winning streak. 7-6, they gave up three runs in the top of the seventh, and Pius tied the game, but then Jake Fowler had a two-out double in the bottom of the seventh to get the win.
Congratulations, guys.
Everybody else was either postponed or rained out last night. Kearney Runza was at Lincoln Southwest for the senior game, but that got rained out. They're going to make it up tomorrow at 5:30. It's just a toss of the coin there. If they were playing in Kearney last night, the game is played and there's no problem. But that's the way it works. Columbus beat Grand Island Home Federal last night, but is there any shock to that? Home Federal having to play right after winning the Mike Peterson tournament. You're coming off such a high. You hadn't been playing that well, and all of a sudden you're Butler, and you make a run all the way through the tournament, and you win the darn thing, and congratulations to Home Federal for that, and then they get rolled by Columbus last night in which, according to Tino Martinez in the Independent today, you could tell two batters in what was going to happen last night because the focus just
A little let down.
You would think that tonight at Ryder Park, weather permitting, it is the Cornhusker League All-Star Game. Don't have the Grand Island kids that are participating, but the Kearney kids are Dylan Schroeder, Blake Johnson, Taylor Fish, and Derek Schreiner. Hastings kids are Ryan Bender, Zach Hollister, and Matt Overmiller as the East takes on the West in the 9-8 affair tonight at Ryder Park in Grand Island. And one more baseball note before we take a break. Darren Erstad has brought another former Husker back, Jeff Christie, named a volunteer assistant. How much does a volunteer assistant get paid, by the way?
I think it's all camp money. Is that right?
Well, of course, in this situation, and I don't know what the NCAA does here, but with Tom Osborne telling Darren Erstad, maybe we'll ask him tomorrow, telling Erstad said, you can do whatever you want with the pay. You know, Erstad's taking like $50,000 or something, which would be $200,000 to $300,000 lower than most folks in that position, and he can divvy it up however he wants. So I'm sure Christie will get that. The former Husker, he was a Major League Baseball draft pick.
I didn't know that he was under Gene Stevenson for a year at Wichita State.
Last year at Wichita State, played pro ball for 5 years, and he's he's coming back. So Jeff Christie will be a Husker once again. And I've got to think that that pretty much completes the staff, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. It's interesting with Darren Erstad kind of going back to the success and roots of when Nebraska got really good on those baseball teams. And, you know, he's got so many contacts out there, so many doors that he could open, and so much knowledge to tap into. I expected somebody maybe a lot older, a lot more, you know, ties maybe as these young guys haven't built relationships up across the country with recruiting base and whatever. But, hey, if he likes the fire in these guys and likes the success they had, maybe bring a couple winners back and see what they can do.
We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And when we come back, Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, Nick Lappin, Tri-City Storm, and more on the world of sports after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Over the weekend, Takeru Kobayashi set a world record 69 hot dogs consumed. Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's contest with 62.
Meet in the Pepto-Bismol later.
But how many Trotman's quarter-pound hot dogs will go down to win the We Lost Count annual hot dog eating contest Friday at the Hilltop Mall? Top dog eater gets a Hilltop gift certificate, $200 fun pack to the Mall of America, Royals tickets, Storm tickets, and Danger tickets. Want a bite of the action? Enter by emailing Doug and Daddy at ESPN Super.
Hot dogs!
We'll see good chances for showers and thunderstorms in our forecast today with high temperatures near 80 degrees. And we could see more showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 65. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Wednesday Looper Link brought to you by Charter West, National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And a busy man, as most coaches are throughout the summer anymore, Mark Bauer, the UNK wrestling coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Take a break.
Come on. Do you get a vacation, Bauer? Let's go. You got a lot of kids to look after.
Well, no vacation this summer. I got lots going on. I'm down in Phillipsburg right now working a camp, and as soon as I get back home, we got one next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday up at UNK. So it's always fast and furious, but always keeping me busy.
What are these, I guess just for the general fan out there, Mark, I know they're wrestling camps, but what kind of camps, what kind of kids are these kids you're looking at? Or is it a general high school camp? Are all of them different? And why go to so many besides maybe a little extra pocket change?
Well, you know, it's definitely a great way for us to connect with the coaches, connect with the kids, not just around the Kearney area, but we try to get around the Midwest as much as we can. And, you know, being that we're down here in Phillipsburg, they actually sent a team up to our first team camp. And they've got another camp going on this coming weekend, and they kind of wanted to sneak us in after the 4th of July to come work with their kids a little bit more. But I tell you what, it is just kind of a general camp that we're working with kids that are probably kindergarten through, you know, kids that are going to be senior in high school. It does make it a little challenging. I'm very fortunate this weekend to have T.J. Hepburn, Ross Brunkhart, and Drew Etherton down here with me. But we've been splitting the kids up. You know, we take a younger group, put them on one half of the room, and put our older kids on the other half and kind of work with, you know, skills that are more age-appropriate for them. And it's not just about the technique. It's also an opportunity for us to talk to them about, you know, what wrestling, what athletics can do for kids down the road, you know, having set goals for themselves and things that, you know, we want them to understand why it is that we're doing what we do. It's not just always all about winning and always about, you know, getting that state championship, but it's also about the friendships and values and character characteristics and things that we've developed along the way. And so we want to get that message across to the kids as well.
Mark, obviously UNO wrestling has a special place in your heart, and Coach Denny is a special friend to you. You pick up some wrestlers from there that you announced a list last week. What was the immediate, I guess, after your season ended and you got a chance to talk to him and try and build relationships with those kids, what was that like?
Well, I will not forget when I first found out. I actually got home late that night around 11 o'clock, and my oldest son called me up on my way home. He's like, "Dad, you would not believe this." He goes, "I just heard that it was announced that UNO dropped their wrestling program." Now, this was like 2 hours after they were up on the stage and on the podium getting their national championship. So, like everybody, I was extremely shocked. We had heard, I believe it was announced on Wednesday, the week of the national tournament, that this new conference was on their campus, that they were looking to go Division I. But never did anybody talk about dropping programs or anything like that. And you're talking, you know, the top program in the nation for over the last 5-10 years. And so, you know, I guess it's something that never even crossed anybody's mind. It was never talked about, never really an issue. But, you know, after all that we went through, I had gone down to the Board of Regents meeting. I know UNO had a really nice kind of a final ceremony at UNO that my wife and I attended. Actually, my boys went down as well. But, yeah, you know, gosh, I would not be where I am today without that program. There's no doubt about it. And what Coach Denny means to me and what he means to the NCAA and the wrestling community in Nebraska. So it was definitely a shock for everybody. I did get the opportunity. Coach Denny came down to the Midwest Classic, the tournament we hosted first part of April. And while he's at the tournament, we got to sit down and talk. And, you know, his whole thing is he feels like he has more to give to wrestling. He did not want to, you know, completely get away from it. And so this new move to St. Mary, I think is going to be a great thing for him, his family, and the wrestling community as well, because even though we lost a program nationally, we also gained one back. But it's been tough. It definitely has been. To see how everything has transpired, I believe they got on eBay and sold the mats and all the wrestling gear and the football gear. And I mean, it's just disappointing to see.
Mark Bauer joins us, UNK wrestling coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Yeah, we could take the rest of the hour talking about your feelings and Coach Denny's feelings. It's just weird. But a lot of the kids went with Coach Denny. A couple of the kids elected to just call it quits, stay at UNO, finish their education. You've got Kevin Barrett, who comes out of Boys Town. You got Mark Fiala, who comes out of Seward, who has plenty of wrestling left in their career and were pretty darn good wrestlers in the high school ranks. Talk about getting those two kids. Were you on their radar when they made the first choice to go to college, and what's your relationship with them now that they've come here?
Yeah, a couple things I think really played into their decision staying here. Definitely they have just as strong as ties with Coach Denny and that wrestling program that went to St. Mary. I will tell you, this was a tough decision for both of those young men, along with those young men that decided to hang it up or kids that have actually transferred on to other schools. Because one of the kids that we talked to flat out told me, if I'm wrestling in college, I'm wrestling for Coach Denny, which I totally understand. What, you know, that's loyalty right there. But these two young men, Kevin Barrett, Mark Fiala, were young men that we actually recruited. They are both Nebraska kids. And, you know, Mark Fiala actually lost in the state finals his senior year, but he was an undefeated state champ his junior year. And so we knew how talented he was. I actually got to go to senior nationals and watch him and Kevin both compete. But I think the two things that probably kept them grounded here in Nebraska is, you know, one, they're Nebraska kids and they're close to home. You know, Mark has his family is farmers and he helps out with the farm. His brother lives over by Grand Island. And I think just staying close to family was very important to him. Kevin, definitely staying close to family is important to him because he actually got married at the end of the season. His wife is from Bennington, and they really had no desire to leave the state. And so I think as soon as the program was dropped, you know, we were definitely a number one consideration for both those young men. And, again, like you said, Mark has 3 years left. Kevin has 4 years left. And they are both dynamite young men. Gosh, Kevin Barrett, I think his accolades are longer than both my arms combined. From the high school, you know, accomplishments, and not just in wrestling. He's an all-sport athlete. The guy is just a phenomenal athlete. So he's definitely somebody that could really, you know, help us out in our upper weights. Then Mark Fiala, an upper middle weight. You know, won over 30 matches last year in college. And not only that, was an academic All-American, carries about a 3.7 grade point average. So we got what we consider and feel were two of their better young kids, and they're going to definitely be a difference maker for us.
I guess the UNO, when you bring up UNO wrestlers, they kind of highlight this because they are national champions and, like you said, the best program in the last 10 years. But you also signed some other great kids, Mark.
We did. And you know what? Very excited. I think probably this is actually kind of interesting. Coach Denny does a lot of home visits, and I tend to not do as many because I've really had very poor luck doing home visits. However, this year, I'm breaking my record this year. Chase White, Jordan White's brother out of Lincoln, Nebraska, narrowed it down between us and Northern Iowa. And he ended up selecting us, and I don't think it's so much that his brother is already a current wrestler on our team, but he knows the rest of the guys on our team. He knows what he's getting into here, and I think that was his number one decision, you know, in his decision-making process of coming here, was that there, he already had built-in friends. He knew the program. He knew what he was getting into, and so really getting Chase White was really big for us this year. I consider him probably about the third best kid coming out of the state this year, maybe the top two, and so he was a real nice pickup for us. Other kids in Nebraska, we got Clay Kosick from Schuyler. His dad was a former wrestler of ours. My son, actually, Ryan Bowers, going to be on our team, and I'm actually really looking forward to that. You know, he's actually represented Kearney High really well the last couple of years, and he's starting to grow. He's catching me, and I told him, I said, now I got my hands on you, so I'm going to get the opportunity to work with him, and I'm really looking forward to that as well. And we got one of our former wrestlers' kids, a kid by the name of Brett Labuda out of Lincoln Southeast. Jeff Rutledge coached him, and he's, again, kind of a late bloomer like my son, starting to turn the corner. I really see some really promising things in him, and so I'm excited about him as well. So I'm not for sure if I'm forgetting anybody else. I haven't looked at my list for a while. So
We got Michael Boland out of Grand Island, too, coming our way.
Michael Boland out of Grand Island, state champ this year. You know, missed most of the season due to an injury. And then postseason actually has shoulder surgery. So he's been helping with camps. He's very limited in what he can do right now. But he actually finished the season with a torn labrum in his shoulder. Very difficult to do. And undefeated state champ. And so, you know, hats off to him for sticking out, you know, that very difficult portion of his season at the end. But I tell you what, he's a hardworking kid. We've watched him a lot coming up through our tournaments, our camps, and we've kept close contact with him and just delighted to have him in our program as well. So we've got a slew of quality Nebraska kids that we really feel fit in really well with our group last year. And we actually have a group of transfers, a few transfers and out-of-state kids that we haven't released yet because we're waiting on a couple kids. But just very happy with what we've got right now, and we're looking forward to this coming season.
Well, Mark, before we let you go, one last question. You've been mentioning these camps. Anything that kids can still get signed up for in the Kearney area or anything you want to mention?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we do not have a deadline date on any of our camps. We have a technique camp coming up July 11th, 12th, and 13th. That would be next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, if some people are like, when's your deadline? We don't have deadlines for our camps. If people would like to come and jump in and learn from these college guys, I think it would be fantastic, a great opportunity. You know, it gets a little hot and a little warm sometimes, but we do take some breaks and go do some different activities, like we go over to Harmon Park Pool and do some swimming and stuff. But, again, just a great way to learn some extra technique and get some opportunities to do some drill matches and stuff to hopefully help them for this coming season. So we'd love to have them come in.
Ryan Bauer's dad joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here ESPN Radio. Mark, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too. All the way from Phillipsburg, Kansas, where he is again working with another camp down there, one coming up this week, and I wanted to get a chance to talk about some of those great kids that are coming to UNK with our Loper Link segment brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. Stop in and see him today or go online to Garrett Appliance. Don't forget, time is winding down on getting a chance to enter the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. We take everyone. We could still use some folks. It's kind of this way every year. We panic about this time, and it usually works itself out, but I'm panicking again, so would love more folks. We got great prizes at the Hilltop Mall this Friday at 11 o'clock. You need to be there. Takes about an hour, hour and a half out of your day, so if you can take the extended lunch, come up, need some dogs, it'd be great. And the public invited, even if you're not participating, you're invited to attend and watch. It's Friday, the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be at the Hilltop Mall from 11 to 1.
We'd love to have you. We really would. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody's challenging you. And I have to keep explaining to these people, you don't eat because you're a big metrosexual.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you summed it up very well there. If that crew from Grand Island, Andrew, James, and that, we would love to have you guys come down.
Big weenies, I guess. I have been informed that James Pointer of the Nebraska Danger is going to be there. So, again, it's not necessarily the biggest guys that win, but it's always fun to see big fellas eating food. Can't wait to have James come over.
And hitting
Friday.
That wall.
Those NTV boys, I think they got their work cut out for them. They always think they got something, but Spencer Schubert and the boys are going to be there as well, and we'll talk more about that as the show progresses. Coming up, Tri-City Storm Hockey. Nick Lappin is going to be in studio to tell us what's going on with the Storm during this break. They've made the team. They've come off the camp, and now a little downtime, but what are they doing now? We'll talk to Nick about that, and we've got more coming your way right after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter, like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter. Proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see good chances for showers and thunderstorms in our forecast today with high temperatures near 80 degrees. And we could see more showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 65. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now, 75. Feeling like a pimp, go on, brush your
shoulders off. Ladies, it's pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the program, Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne will be among our guests here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Daddy, I wish we had some other things going on for the show today, and I let this slip through because it's so much fun to hear them say, the International Olympic Committee selects for the 2018 Winter Olympics the South Korean city of Pyeongchang. Going to South Korea for the Winter Olympics. It's failed in two previous attempts. It defeated the rivals Munich and Annecy, France, in the first round of a secret ballot. The Koreans had lost narrowly in previous bids for 2010 and 2014. But by God, they're pesky little people over there, and they just kept trying, and this time they got it right. Pyeongchang will be the first city in Asia outside of Japan to host the Winter Games. Japan held the Games in 72 and, of course, Nagano in 98, the last time in that part of the world.
Beats the hell out of going to North Korea, I'll tell you.
So there you go. Pyeongchang gets that. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Was Izai Dominguez one of the people that went with Coach Denny because he was Division I talent on the Division II level to begin with? Daddy, you know the answer to that?
At last check, I think Izai Dominguez was one of the kids that gave it up and said he wasn't going to go wrestle.
Yeah, so more of the wrestling community can buzz us or let us know, but that was my understanding as well, was that Izai Dominguez, I think, had a year to go and he was going to finish it out at UNO and stop wrestling, which is
One of those kids that you really appreciate. You can just tell. He's on a different level and proved that in his high school career, continually winning.
Well, the Tri-City Storm always have something going on, and recently had their camp, brought in the draftees, brought in the kids from last year's squad out in Las Vegas. Also, Kenny Brooks in the last week here has given his commitment to Penn State, which will be interesting because not only is it in the Big Ten, and we pay more attention to that now, but because it is starting up, it's a brand-new program, so he'll be getting in at the ground level. And, of course, a lot was going on with the 4th of July, 3rd of July, going out at the event center. And a few of the guys are in town and making some appearances. And one of those that apparently is on that 25-man protected list is Nick Lappin, who has spent some time with Cedar Rapids, then came over to the Tri-City Storm. And Nick joins us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. Thanks for having me today.
Well, appreciate it. Are you going to come eat hot dogs Friday?
No, I'm leaving Thursday, though. I did have a burrito eating contest last night, and it was me and Skip and Andrew Durantes, and that was pretty interesting. So, you know, I don't think I could do a hot dog eating contest after that.
How'd that go? Because, see, you know, Skip, he likes to talk about, you know, how cool he is and all this kind of stuff, and he's going to be eating on Friday with us. Did he dominate you boys?
He did eat two burritos in about 4 to 5 minutes, so I was pretty impressed. It was more disgusting watching that.
Yeah, more disgusting than impressed when you think back to it. It really was.
But, no, yeah, he should do pretty well if he does it. So,
good times.
Nick, I've got to ask you about camp because returning to this team, obviously you're one of the guys that, I'm on this team already. Why do I have to go to camp? But at the same time, they're bringing all these guys in. Is it in the back of your mind, what if these guys are a lot better than we were? Or what was your thoughts when in camp?
It's not like no one's guaranteed a spot, you know, right away. Everyone's got to try out, you know. This is my third year, and throughout my three years, I've seen kids get cut returning guys. And, you know, everyone has to prove themselves. And, you know, our camp was really, we had a lot of really good players. So, you know, it was tough, but, you know, overall it was pretty good. So,
I mean, if you're Kenny Brooks, you're probably feeling pretty safe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great when we talk to the Brookses on the show, both of them, Kenny or Kirk. And Nick Lappin is joining us here, center for the Tri-City Storm on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, hockey really runs in a – it seems like most of these kids – hockey background, not that they just got started in it, but their whole family was in it. Your dad, obviously, longtime hockey player, had a cup of coffee in the NHL, played a little bit, yeah. A handful of games. Now you got your cousin Tim on the roster as well. Does that make it a little more, I guess, calming, for lack of a better word?
I guess. You know, Tim's a good player, and, you know, I'm excited to have him on the team. You know, me and him get along really well, and you know, he lives in next town over from me in my hometown, and I get to see him a lot. So, you know, pretty excited to have him.
But
so.
You're better than he is, right?
We'll see. I'd like to think so, but hopefully he can prove me wrong.
You come from just outside of Chicago. We always when we talk to the kids, it's always interesting to be so young and move away from home. And obviously, you're not as far away from Sweden or these players that come from overseas. But still, it's 10 hours from home. Mm-hmm. Your parents get to come down and watch you play quite a few games?
You know, they made it to Kearney twice last year, but, you know, there's a lot of teams that are, only a couple hours from my house. So, you know, they'll make the trip down there and see my games in, Cedar Rapids or Chicago, Indiana, close places like that. So I get to see them a lot, but it's tough for them because I have a younger brother and a younger sister, too, who are in high school. And my younger sister's 8, so it's hard for them to get out here.
That's got to be tough, not having your sister around to pester you and vice versa. So,
yeah.
But it's the way it goes with these great hockey players, and Tri-City Storm's Nick Lappin is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony touched on a little bit. What'd you think of camp? What'd you think of the talent? What'd you think of the kids that made the cut?
Yeah, I was really impressed. You know, we had the forwards out there were really good, and you know it looked like coach was trying to draft players this year that could help us put the puck in the net, and I definitely saw that at camp. So, you know, up front, you know, I think we're going to be really, really good. And you know, on the back end, I don't know too much about our D. I was paying more attention to the up front, but you know, I think defense wise too, we should be pretty good.
You know, that was one thing that it seemed like last year where the defense played well. They'd find a way to get a goal, and it'd be 1-0. Yeah. When the offense played well, it'd be a shootout, and it'd be 6-4.
Yeah.
One of those things to try and even that out a little bit.
Yeah.
But you got some offense going towards the end of the year, too. It seems, if you just look at the stat line, that you vastly improved over the second half of the season. Did you see it that way?
Yeah. You know, I had finished the season off pretty strong, and, you know, I think it helped a lot with me. Once we got Cole Gunner, you know, I was on his line, and that helped a lot. And I think me and him played pretty well together. And, you know, I just got my confidence going towards the second half, and that was most important for me. So,
well, what's most important for me is in 3 weeks we're going to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. What's your favorite pizza?
I don't know. If you're a big deep dish fan, Geno's East is pretty good. That's really good. I'd recommend that probably.
He probably can't recommend a lot of the other things that you want to know about at this age. Chicago, we're looking forward to getting out there and spending a few days out there and maybe even catching some baseball to go along with our football. Is growing up in Chicago, did you consider that a hockey town? With the Blackhawks, I mean, I know, but it's got everything. What did you think?
Well, when I was younger, the Blackhawks were really bad. So that wasn't really a hockey town back then. But I think now it's a huge hockey town. They sell out every game now, and, you know, it's crazy there now. But when I was growing up, it definitely wasn't a hockey town. I think I'd say more of the Chicago Bears. But, yeah, probably that.
Because it wasn't the Cubs either, Tony.
No.
They suck too.
They're horrible.
You're going to Brown University. Now, that's the point. We've talked about it. Doesn't matter who the coaches have been, and it doesn't matter who the kids have been over the 11 years that the Storm has been sending kids to college. And It's amazing. I mean, we never hear of a baseball player from the area going to Brown University. Anybody. It's hockey players that make it into the Ivy League. Is it more of a hockey deal? Is it more of an education deal? How do you look at it when you commit to a university like Brown?
Well, it was both for me. You know, I wanted to go to a college where I can get the best education, and then at the exact same time, I could improve my hockey game. And, you know, I thought Brown, right away, I felt like that could offer me that. And, you know, it just felt like the right place. So once I visited there, it felt perfect. So
it's always interesting. You started skating when you were three, telling us before we got you in front of the microphone. Obviously, coming from a hockey family, that's been your biggest influence, I'm guessing. What age did you start playing competitive hockey?
I was on my first team when I was 4 years old, so I'd say, I don't know if you consider that competitive hockey, but...
But you moved out of the house to Massachusetts when I was 4 years old. Yeah, I consider that competitive.
I started skating when I was three, and ever since then, I loved it, so...
Nick Lappin of the Tri-City Storm, he's headed to Brown University, finished the year last year very strong, just coming out of the camp out in Las Vegas. Did you guys get to do any fun stuff besides play hockey while you were out there?
I got to go to Kenny Brooks' house for one night, and, you know, that was fun. I had a good time there.
I heard it's not a bad pad.
No, it's not.
1,200 square feet, the main level.
Yeah.
It's kind of small, but other than that.
It's not that big, but...
It's
pretty nice.
We're expecting good things from the Storm this year, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think we should have a really, really good team. And I think my goal anyways is to get the Storm back to the playoffs. So you know, I'm hoping we can do that.
I know everybody's looking forward to it. It'll be here just like football, hockey will be here before we know it. And, Nick, we appreciate you coming in. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you back on the skates this fall.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tri-City Storm Center, Nick Lappin. I don't know if we make fun, but from time to time it's brought up how parents and they send their kids and they're practicing baseball 9 months out of the year and they're 6 years old and they're playing competitive travel league basketball, but it's every sport, and I guess you can see that hockey is no different. And I was barely learning to walk at three. I don't know about you.
I didn't walk till I was nine, but.
Yeah, had to get off mama's...
I was a slower variety.
Can't believe that. That's incredible. That's shocking. I can't believe that would be the case. Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Remember, Midway is there for you. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac. Hassle-free pricing makes it easier for you to purchase that new or pre-owned certified vehicle from the Midway Auto Group. Deal with any of the great sales folks out there. And if you don't need a new vehicle, but your car, truck, van, SUV, whatever it is you're driving, needs a little work, then take it to Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram's location. And their all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service. You don't have to make an appointment. And it's done in under 30 minutes for only $29.95. While you wait, enjoy their complimentary cappuccino, wireless internet in their lounge. Just watch some TV. They will take you with their free shuttle service somewhere if need to be, but it's done in 30 minutes. Quality, complete service that saves time and money. It is the all-new Mopar Quick Lube at Midway. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party. Mm-mm. Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Baseball's best meet at Chase Field in Phoenix.
Way back, there it goes!
With home field in the World Series on the line and more teams than ever in contention.
Home run! A grand slam!
This year, it gets serious.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, Tuesday, beginning at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see good chances for showers and thunderstorms in our forecast today with high temperatures near 80 degrees. And we could see more showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 65. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now, 75.
Shakira. Don't hear much from her anymore. What'd she do? Gain weight?
I don't know. She wasn't on The Voice. I don't follow her.
She'd be good in the hot dog eating contest. Shaking it down Joey Chestnut style. Mark and Minden just went to the Chicago area and had a fantastic deep dish at a place called Los Laos, is the way he spelled it. He also says the local beer 312 was excellent. Thanks, Mark.
Nice.
Looking forward to Chicago.
Yes, we are. Yes, and we're looking forward to football talk. 12 teams in 12 days begins next week, actually.
Unbelievable that it's to that point already in the season. But don't forget to join the Doug and Daddy Show live from Chicago July 28th and 29th. We will be there with all 12 of the teams in the Big Ten Conference. And by the way, we both have our Phil Steele magazines. Phil Steele predicting Nebraska to play in the Rose Bowl, and this would have been before Ohio State kicked off the players or lost the players or the players quit, however you want to look at it. And Jim Tressel, he has us playing Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and he has Oklahoma playing Alabama for the national championship. He's got Texas A&M, by the way, in a BCS bowl game in the Fiesta Bowl. He doesn't think Texas is going to be all the way back yet in the Big 12.
For some reason today, in the USA Today, they put the odds to win the BCS National Championship with, and you mentioned Oklahoma and Alabama, they are the favorites respectively at 4.5 and 5.5 to 1.
What are we, 18? Nebraska 18 still, or are they 12?
In here they've got us 25.
Oh, get it down!
Ahead of Nebraska, Wisconsin at 20. Stanford, Andrew Luck, of course, so much talk will... And so much will be made about him and the future number one overall draft pick. Then Florida, both at 16-1. Huh. LSU, 14-1. Boise State, 14-1. Then Oregon, 12-1. Florida State, 10-1. And then it goes to 4.5 and 5.5 to 1 with Oklahoma and Alabama.
Don't forget, go to our website, vote on the ATS poll question, the hot topic of the week. Did you watch the Nathan's Detroit hot dog contest on the 4th of July? Why do I say Detroit? Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You didn't even catch that, did you? The Nathan's hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. I did. I watched it. It's always fun. I think there's too much hoopla before the actual eating, and then, like, it's done. It's over. So there you go. Check it out on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed our chat with Barry Alvarez yesterday or any of the folks on the Doug and Daddy Show in the recent days and weeks, you can listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. But I'm still pretty fired up about PyeongChang.
What do you think, Doug? I know as you try and contain your excitement over that big announcement earlier, Casey Anthony acquitted of murder charges. Are you?
You had to go there, huh?
Well,
it just amazes me that people in Kearney know.
It just amazes me that anybody gives two.
They know. They know she's guilty or innocent. It's weird. It's strange. It's unfortunate. Here's what I will say. I read a couple of posts out there online, on the blogs, on Facebook. And don't forget to like the Doug and Daddy Show on Facebook. In fact, ESPN Superstation, you type that in, Central Nebraska, you're the one that's going to pop up. Hit the like button. You find out a whole lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We let you know who the guests are going to be, just in case you're not by the radio at the time. You're going to know who's on the show. Special events like the hot dog eating contest as we go for the golden bucket. It's not helped anything. That's the one. I saw a couple of those posts out there about how it's not helped child abuse. It's not helped recovering stolen children. It's not helped the legal process. But, I mean, no good has come out of this. And if there is, then somebody's going to have to fire that up, too. But it appears that no good has come out of this, even a silver lining out there.
And I think it's very sad.
I will say this because I know you're going to, in a weird way, I mean, you look at this two things. A young girl lost her life, which really didn't have anything to do with the trial because the media was making it out as a media frenzy. They just wanted to know if she was guilty or not. They weren't worried about what happened to the child. But this morning, one of the first offers, as everybody says, she's probably going to gain financially from this. Vivid Video has already contacted her representatives about, and Nancy Grace brought this up on Good Morning America this morning because you know she's fried right now with this. But
just a second. Let me tell you about my babies.
Vivid Video, which I know you know what kind of movie company that would be.
Yes, it's in the adult industry. My buddy Lumpy told me that. Sicko.
Your comment.
I just think that you mentioned the media frenzy. For these people on wherever channel you're watching, be sticking microphones in front of people's faces and saying, your reaction, and these ladies going, I just was so distraught. I drove 200 miles because, what? Do you not have jobs? These people lining up at 1 in the morning, do you not have jobs? What allows these people?
Gonna be on TV. Gonna be on TV, Dave.
That is just pathetic.
One more bit of news here, and then we're out for the day. Nebraska tight end Kyler Reed named to the John Mackey Award watch list. We told you Taylor Martinez on the Maxwell. We told you about the three Huskers, Dennard, along with Levante David and Jared Crick for the Bednarik Award. Now John Mackey Award for the nation's top tight end, and Kyler Reed is on that list. One of seven Big Ten players, 34 members overall, and he is on the list. And don't forget that the Doug and Daddy Show takes care of all our guests with our fine folks at BK, where you can get their breakfast croissant sandwich or biscuit sandwich every morning until 11, two for only $4. I did that last week. Good stuff at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We want to thank the guests on today's radio program, Tri-City Storm Center Nick Lappin, and also UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, talking about the latest recruits that are going to join UNK, specifically the kids coming in from UNO. Among our guests tomorrow, we're going to have a little Legion baseball talk. Good luck to all the guys playing tonight in the All-Star Game and regular season contest. But tomorrow, we will be joined live by Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne at approximately 11:15, so don't miss it. And again, folks, we can still use you in the hot dog contest. Email the show. We'd love to have you in Friday at the Hilltop Mall.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in the Hastings area. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.